With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. Native American voting rights advocates are cautioning against states moving to mail-in ballots without opportunities for tribal members to vote safely in person. Today, the Native American Rights Fund released a wide-ranging report on voting rights, outlining the challenges that could arise as states rely more heavily on mail-in ballots. The report says online voter registration could be hampered by spotty or no internet services on reservations, and ballots could be delivered to post office boxes that are rarely checked, having a low voter turnout due to a general reluctance to vote by mail. Applications for unemployment benefits in Montana have declined as the state continued to lift closures designed to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Federal officials say more than 2,800 Montanans have filed new applications for job assistance last week. That's a decrease of nearly a quarter from a week earlier, but it's 280% higher than the same week last year. Nearly a quarter of the state's workforce has been unemployed at some point since March 14th. 2 weeks ago, just over 47,000 people were receiving unemployment benefits. Montana also has reported 20 new cases of COVID-19 from tests run this Monday through Wednesday. Montana is expanding state government grants developed from the federal COVID-19 relief money aimed at easing the economic impacts of the pandemic. Local businesses have already requested tens of millions of dollars amid the economic downturn. Governor Steve Bullock announced today meat processors and local governments can now apply for the economic relief grants. Meat processors can receive up to $150,000 to pay for new equipment needed to deal with increases in processing or storage of livestock and other costs associated with changes due to COVID-19. Tom Livers, director of the State Budget Office, says it's unclear how much the state could send out to county and city governments looking for financial help.
We're standing up a program to reimburse all eligible expenses for costs incurred as a result of responding to the pandemic. It's pretty speculative right now to know exactly how big that number is going to be.
The governor's office says demand for financial relief from a separate business stabilization program has suppressed its original $50 million allocation. Bullock says the state will send an additional $25 million into the program, which has already received over 8,000 applications from businesses in the state. Conservation groups are asking a Montana court to block a long-disputed copper mine that they say would pollute a tributary of one of the state's most popular recreational rivers. Montana Trout Unlimited and other groups filed a lawsuit Thursday alleging state officials did not thoroughly study the environmental harm that could result from the Black Butte copper mine in central Montana. The Montana Department of Environmental Protection and Tentina Montana Resources were named as defendants in the complaint filed in state district court in Mayer County. State officials say the mine would have to abide by some of the most stringent conditions ever issued for a hand rock mine in Montana. A recent study has found a way to identify lakes and other bodies of water in northwest Montana that are high at risk of illegal fish introductions. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports state fish managers will use the study to step up patrol.
The study, published in the International Aquatic Sciences journal Hydrobiologia, was authored by a fisheries biologist and scientist with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. They used a unique dataset that documented illegal fish introductions in the northwest corner of the state dating back to 1953 to see what factors may have put particular water bodies at higher risk. The study found that ease of access, human population, and angling pressure on lakes are all factors that can help determine risk for illegal fish dumps. The study identified a handful of high-risk water bodies that are currently free of non-native fish, such as the Hungry Horse Reservoir. Non-native species such as walleye and northern pike are top predators and can significantly reduce populations of iconic native species in western Montana, such as the threatened bull trout and West Slope cutthroat trout. FWP will use the study to determine where to increase its law enforcement presence as a deterrent to illegal fish dumping for sport. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana's COVID-19 case count continues to rise as travel restrictions and business closures are lifted and testing becomes more widely available. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports the State Health Department added 14 new lab-confirmed cases today.
Health Officer Matt Kelly said in a press call Thursday that Gallatin County has 11 active cases of COVID-19.
We are seeing cases with no clear link to other cases or to travel out of state. This is an indication that we are once again seeing community transmission of the virus in Gallatin County.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says community transmission or spread means some people with the disease are not sure how or where they became infected.
In some ways, this is not surprising. We expected to see more cases as we work to ease certain restrictions on businesses and manage the end of the governor's stay-at-home directive.
On a press call shortly after, Governor Steve Bullock said the recent bump in cases were expected and would not lead him to reinstate business closures and travel restrictions that have been lifting in phases since April.
Where I would have much greater concern is if we got back to a point where we had widespread community spread. So meaning that COVID-19 is substantially more cases in a community and we can't identify where those cases are coming from.
The state and partners have recently expanded testing to anyone who wants to be tested at long-term care facilities and tribal reservations, with plans to begin surveillance testing in some communities, clinics, emergency rooms, and dentist offices. Surveillance testing means a sample group in a community or workplace is tested to monitor the spread of the disease. While most tests from surveillance events return negative, Bighorn County identified several cases where the patient showed no symptoms. Officials say catching these asymptomatic spreaders is vital to containing the virus through isolation and contact tracing. As of Thursday afternoon, Montana's statewide database showed a total of 55 active COVID-19 cases. Bighorn County had the most with 27 active cases. Yellowstone County had 12, many associated with the county's jail, while Ravalli and Missoula counties each had one active case. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
With Montana Public Radio, I'm Sophia Stewart-Rossi.